As Sevens Rugby Union Championships occur in Armidale at Bellevue Oval today and tomorrow, and New South Wales Rugby's Steve O'Brien, former development officer from our region and heartthrob of many women across the region, joins me right now. Morning, Sobby.
Morning, Robbie. I don't know about that intro, mate, but yeah, happy to be home, and it's a beautiful day up here in Armidale. Looking forward to it.
All the girls in the office were hoping that you were going to be in, but you're in Armidale, so they'll just have to miss out.
No comment, mate.
Now, I think there's 8 teams from 7 zones and a country president's side participating.
Yeah, so we've done really well. We've got 7 out of the 9 zones attending, but what we also piloted this year was sort of that Barbarians format where we get the ladies that missed out from their zone trials to come along and play in what we're calling the president's team. So we've filled that team as well, which is really great. So giving another 12 ladies an opportunity to climb the pathway.
Yeah, well, you mentioned a pathway to the New England Lions to further representative honours. We've seen the likes of Rhiannon Byers and Rory Alder come through this, so must be pleasing because they have a pathway.
Oh, certainly. I mean, that's why we're in our roles. We, you know, club rugby, the real hero, week in, week out, and all our volunteers that run the game, but it's nice for these aspirational players to be able to try and climb the pathway. And as you say, like a lady like Rhiannon Byers last year, going through the sevens pathway, but we've also had ladies from this tournament and our 15-a-side tournament, country champs as well, get into the Super W, Waratahs women's team as well. So,
Grace Hamilton and Maya Stewart, and we've even got an ex-hockey player from Tamworth, Claudia Nelson, playing with the Western Australian women in the Super W. So you can come through various pathways to get to that ultimate goal.
Yeah, you certainly can, and it's just about providing opportunities, I think, for our ladies. And that the zone structure, you know, works really well. We've got 9 zones, funnel the girls into each of the 9 zones and represent the zone, and pop out the other end of in your pathway, whether it's 15-a-side or 7-a-side. So I think we've got a pretty good pathway starting to clear up. It's not perfect, but we're getting better at it, and we'll continue to improve it years to come.
Now, we've got both Central, North and New England participating. I should imagine they'd be keen. It's their home territory. What's the format for the 8 teams across the 2 days?
Yeah, so 2 pools of 4, pretty stock standard sort of 7 tournament, in that where you finish up this afternoon determines where you play on the Sunday, and whether you're in the top tier or the middle tier or the bottom tier. So everyone will play sort of a grand final, for one for a better term, tomorrow morning. But we'll play 3 games today, 2 games tomorrow. And yeah, we might see actually New England and Central North play each other tomorrow if they finish, you know, relatively in their pools.
Who would be the hot favourites at this stage?
Well, the Hamo Women's Rugby Union, they've been strong in the sevens for a long time. They've got a lot of ladies down there that play a lot of regular rugby.
So who was that?
Hunter. So they're probably the favourites, but what we sort of noticed last year with the 15-a-side tournament is that now that the other zones have got competitions up and running, that the gap is really closed, where Illawarra knocked off Hunter for the first time in 17 years last year. So the sevens, Hunter still have a strong hold over the sevens, so they'll be pretty tough to beat. New England have got them first up this morning. If anyone wants to come out and watch it, it's free for free for entry for the couple of days, so get out there and enjoy some great sevens rugby.
What time does the games kick off?
9:50 this morning, and we'll kick off a little bit earlier tomorrow morning, so it'll be an 8:30 start tomorrow morning, but I'll post the results and when everyone's playing for tomorrow's fixtures on the country Facebook page this afternoon.
Well, it sounds good, and of course that leads into, I think, the 15s championships in Tamworth on the long weekend in June.
Yeah, it seems to be, it just sort of organically happened this way, that we've got both our major events for senior men's and women's up in the northwest. But yeah, it's great. It's a wonderful facility there at Scully Park, and we'll be using Chillingworth Oval at Pirates Angria across the road for our second field. But amazing facility, and West Entertainment Group have been wonderful there in helping us out. Some sponsorship there as well, so yeah, we're pretty lucky that people are really passionate and they care about the game and they just want to see the game grow and prosper.
Yeah, and if you're not in Armidale today, you should be in Moree for the Classic Wallabies or the big pre-season matches at Federation Park in Tenterfield. And I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on the Super Rugby games where the locals, Alex Newsom and Ned Hennigan for the Waratahs, Ben Gunter for the Sunwolves and Sammy Carter for the Brumbies are running around. And I believe our ex-local, Paddy Ryan, he's playing in San Diego.
It's hard to keep up with everyone. If I was to try and watch everyone this weekend, I don't think I'd get any sleep. But it's exciting to you know, pull out some local products and from the areas, and they're wonderful in coming back and really trying to promote rugby and things like that. With this Classic Wallabies game in Moree this weekend, the Moree Rugby Club's done a hell of a lot of work along with Potential North Zone to get that, you know, up and running. And I was visiting some primary schools and stuff yesterday, so it's a really good initiative. Some great Norings at the end of last year, and we've had one in Lismore as well. So New South Wales Country Rugby really benefit from the Classic Wallabies. And it's just one of those really good programs that get people really excited about the game, and a real stark reminder about what the game's really about, which is just footy and friends and just having a good time, really.
Righto. Many thanks, Steve. Enjoy the rugby across the weekend.
I'll miss you, mate. Any Friday morning or Saturday morning, you want to give me a call, mate, anytime. I'll have a yarn for you, mate.
Righto.
If no one else will.
Yeah, I know. You'll get on the long list. Thank you.
Very good. Good on you, mate. Thank you.